I'm very glad I happened to be in the way.
Bread and butter, bread and butter, bread and butter.
Am I addressing the White Queen?
Well, yes, if you call that addressing. It isn't my notion of the thing at all.
If Your Majesty will only tell me the right way to begin, I'll do it as best I can.
But I don't want it done at all. I've been addressing myself for the last 2 hours.
Every single thing's crooked and she's all over pins. May I put your shawl straight for you?
Oh, I don't know what's the matter with it. It's out of temper, I think. I've pinned it here and I've pinned it there, but there's no pleasing it.
It can't go straight, you know, if you pin it all on one side. And, dear me, what a state your hair's in.
Oh, the brush has got entangled in it, and I lost the comb yesterday.
Really, you should have a lady's maid.
I'm sure I'll take you with pleasure. Tuppence a week and jam every other day.
I don't want you to hire me, and I don't care for jam.
It's very good jam.
Well, I don't want any today, at any rate.
You couldn't have it if you did want it. The rule is jam tomorrow and jam yesterday, but never jam today.
But it must come sometimes to jam today.
Well, no, no, it can't. It's jam every other day. Today isn't any other day, you know.
I don't understand you. It's dreadfully confusing.
That's the effect of living backwards. It always makes one a little giddy at first.
Living backwards? I never heard of such a thing.
But there's one great advantage in it. That one's memory works both ways.
I'm sure mine only works one way. I can't remember things before they happen.
Oh, it's a poor sort of memory that only works backwards.
What sort of things do you remember best?
Oh, things that happen the week after next. For instance, now, there's the king's messenger. He's in prison now, being punished. And the trial doesn't even begin till next Wednesday. And, of course, the crime comes last of all.
Suppose he never commits the crime?
That would be all the better, wouldn't it?
Of course it'd be all the better, but it wouldn't be all the better his being punished.
You're wrong there, at any rate. Were you ever punished?
Only for faults.
And you were all the better for it. I know.
Yes, but then I'd done the things I was punished for. That makes all the difference.
But if you hadn't done them, that would have been better still. Better and better and better.
There's
better.
A mistake somewhere.
My finger's bleeding. Oh.
What is the matter? Have you pricked your finger?
I haven't pricked it yet, but I soon shall.
When do you expect to do it?
When I fasten my shawl again, the brooch will come undone directly.
As she said the words, the brooch flew open, and the Queen clutched wildly at it and tried to clasp it again.
Take care! You're holding it all crooked.
She caught at the brooch. But it was too late. The pin had slipped and the Queen had pricked her finger.
That accounts for the bleeding, you see. Now you understand the way things happen here.
But why don't you scream now?
Why, I've done all the screaming already. What would be the good of having it all over again? How old are you?
I'm 7 and a half, exactly.
You needn't say exactly. I can believe it without that. I'm just 101, 5 months and a day.
I can't believe that.
Can't you? Try again. Draw a long breath and shut your eyes.
There's no use trying. One can't believe impossible things.
I dare say you haven't had much practice. When I was your age, I always did it for 30 minutes a day. Why, sometimes I've believed as many as 6 impossible things before breakfast. There goes my shawl again. I've got it. Now you shall see me pin it on again, all by myself.
Then I hope your finger's better now.
Oh, much better. Much better. 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 Meh. Meh.
She looked at the Queen, who seemed to have suddenly wrapped herself up in wool.
Meh.
Alice rubbed her eyes and looked again.
Meh.
She couldn't make out what had happened at all.
Meh.
Was she in a shop? And was that really...
Meh.
Was it really a sheep that was sitting on the other side of the counter?
What is it you want to buy?
To buy? I should like to buy an egg, please. How do you sell them?
Fivepence farthing for one, duppence for two.
Then two are cheaper than one.
Only you must eat them both if you buy two.
Then I'll have one, please.
I never put things into people's hand. That would never do. You must get it for yourself.
She went off to the other end of the shop and set the egg upright on a shelf.
I wonder why it wouldn't do. Oh, the egg seems to get further away the more I walk towards it. Let me see, is this a chair? Why, it's got branches, I declare. How very odd to find trees growing there. And actually, here's a little brook. Well, this is the queerest shop I ever saw.
So she went on, wandering more and more at every step, as everything turned into a tree the moment she came up to it, and she quite expected the egg to do the same. However, the egg only got larger and larger, and more human. When she had come to within a few yards of it, she saw that it had eyes, and a nose, and a mouth.